Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The evening in Israel is calm and pleasant, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is experiencing a cool breeze, making it a lovely night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF chief describes a historic deal with Lebanon, crediting military gains. This report is from Ynet, 2 hours ago. Also, a potential political shakeup might decide the elections. The agreement leaves right-wing voters divided. This is according to Israel Hayom from an hour ago. Also this hour, the chief of staff calls the Lebanon agreement historic and significant. Walla reported this just a short time ago. Separately, former Governor Huckabee praises the Israel-Lebanon deal. He notes it signifies recognition of a shared enemy in Hezbollah. JNS covered this story 4 hours ago. And finally, IDF gains have set the stage for a major diplomatic breakthrough with Lebanon. This important context is from Ynet, 2 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that the true test of the Lebanon deal begins after Hezbollah leaves the border. An open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT613, writes that Iran is unhappy with the Memorandum of Understanding, expressing concerns about losing control over strategic routes. Haviv Retigur commented earlier today on the mindset of Hamas, noting the challenges in changing perceptions and the complex historical context. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's gains leading to a historic Lebanon deal. Ynet reports that Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir attributes the agreement to recent military achievements. He warns that the Northern Command remains the primary focus of the IDF. This underscores the ongoing strategic importance of the region. Turning to the potential political impact of the Lebanon agreement, Israel Hayom suggests it might influence upcoming elections. Right-wing voters express disappointment, yet the deal could indirectly benefit Prime Minister Netanyahu. This highlights the complex interplay of regional diplomacy and domestic politics. Meanwhile, Walla reports on the Chief of Staff's remarks about the Lebanon deal. He emphasizes that operational strength enabled this significant diplomatic step. The agreement marks a shift in regional dynamics, offering potential for improved security cooperation. Separately, JNS highlights former Governor Huckabee's comments on the deal. He views it as a recognition by Jerusalem and Beirut of Hezbollah as a common adversary. This could mark a turning point in regional alliances, promoting stability in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Crusoe will invest $10 billion in data centers across Israel. This signifies a major expansion of their infrastructure and commitment to the region. Separately, CTEC notes that Hightech Zone is branching into finance by teaming with Mor Langerman to acquire Kivun. This move reflects a diversification strategy within the tech sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business mentions recent stock market declines as the dollar crosses 3 shekels for the first time in 2 months. This fluctuation indicates ongoing volatility influenced by macroeconomic data from the United States. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.